The daily bombings in Iraq, the deadly wildfires burning in California remind us of the fragility of life. That's the subject of a new book from a writer who's had his own risky moments and talked to many others who've survived them as well. The author is Lawrence Gonzalez. His book is Deep Survival: Who Lives, Who Dies, and Why. Lawrence Gonzalez, you write that it's more than luck, it's more than physical fitness that will help someone survive if they're stranded in the wilderness. It's how you think, it's what you think.
Well, yes, we say in survival school, it's not what's in your pack, it's what's in your heart. And it's a way of telling people that, you know, if you ever get yourself into a life and death survival situation, it's going to be a spiritual journey for you. It may be a very painful spiritual journey for you, but I've had people who have survived terrible, terrible situations that lasted quite a long time tell me that they cherish those times. And in fact, one of them, who's described in the book, said that she missed the clarity of knowing exactly what she had to do next.
You know, you start this book with a story of your own father's survival. He was a pilot in World War II, flying a bomber over Germany. The plane is hit by anti-aircraft fire. The person sitting in the seat beside him is killed. The plane falls out of the sky. Your dad survives that crash. A German farmer comes up to the plane, points a gun at him, and pulls the trigger, and the gun misfires. One would be tempted to say your father survived because of luck, but no, you say that's not it.
Well, I think that a lot of that is luck. The act of survival, for him, the act of survival was to put his life back together and to create a whole new person for himself. That was his sort of lifelong act of survival.
How about this character, Joe Simpson? He's a mountain climber down in South America. Joe Simpson breaks his leg. His climbing partner believes that he's just irredeemably stranded, and the partner descends. Joe Simpson crawls off of that mountain over 6 days. How does he do it?
Well, this is the part where you reach into yourself and find out who you are. I mean, a survival situation is like a Rorschach. It will tell you who you are. And he approaches it with an attitude of humility, an attitude of great wonder. He spends much of the time seeing the beauty of the place he's in instead of feeling self-pity, for example. A survivor's attitude is the opposite of that.
At the conclusion of your book, you write about sort of basic lessons that you've drawn from all these stories of people you interviewed and from your own experience.
It comes down to four things. It's your attitude, it's your perception of the world around you, it's the plan you make from that, from analyzing that information you take in, and it's the action you take. So if you have this attitude that I've been talking about of taking responsibility for yourself, if something goes wrong, I'm not going to be rescued, I'm going to take care of it, then you look around you and you don't fall into the trap of denial, you don't fall into the trap of panic, paralyzing fear, you simply honestly assess what's going on that's going to threaten you. Then you make a plan. What are the next things to do? What are the things I have with me that I can use? But essentially, it boils down to those principles.
Lawrence Gonzalez, author of the new book, Deep Survival: Who Lives, Who Dies, and Why. Thanks for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.